Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, July 3rd. Tesla boasts a high value for their full self-driving package as a promised set of features yet to be delivered. However, the future value of the package doesn't seem to hold much value when trading in a used car to Tesla. Several Tesla owners have reached out to Electrek, frustrated with the process of upgrading their cars because of the trade-in value with Tesla. The automaker has started to list its trade-in estimates with the mention that it, quote, includes the value of full self-driving. However, it seems that Tesla values the package for trade-ins at a fraction of what it sells it for, with some buyers reporting an estimated full self-driving trade-in for well below $10,000 Canadian. And that's a stark contrast compared to the $19,500 Canadian that the package is currently selling for. Now, while the traditional used car market has been no stranger to lowballing for trade-in values, this is not trading in for a wear and tear item that has run its course, but instead an item being traded in that has not yet fully matured into the full feature set that was promised. Elon Musk suggested that most people don't understand the value of full self-driving and that it could end up costing closer to $100,000 to $200,000 once it's fully autonomous. But in the meantime, this yet-to-be-realized package forfeits its trade-in value to Tesla and does not transfer from one car to another, even when the same owner is going through Tesla. Tesla has announced its production and delivery numbers for the second quarter of 2023, and the automaker beat expectations with deliveries over 466,000 electric vehicles. Earlier this week, we reported that Wall Street was expecting another record quarter with a consensus of 448,000. Well, the company confirmed that they delivered 466,140, which is nearly 20,000 more than expected. The Model Y and 3 were, of course, the lion's share, totaling just a hair under 447,000. What's interesting is that Tesla generally references vehicles in transit for their production and delivery press release, but they didn't do that this time. It could mean more vehicles are in inventory instead of transit. Now, sources familiar with the matter told Electrek that Tesla came under its delivery goal for North America, which could explain that. Tesla is now at 888,000 vehicles delivered during the first half of 2023, and that means they need less than 1 million vehicles for the second half to achieve their annual goal of 1.8 million vehicles. Hyundai Motor North America reported their best-ever IONIQ 5 sales in the month of June, with the IONIQ 6 crossing the 1,000 mark for first time. The IONIQ 5 crossover, which has been out for over a year now, sold 3,136 units in June. Hyundai has sold 13,641 of the IONIQ 5 models so far this year, which is actually barely down 51 units compared to the same time last year. But the brand new IONIQ 6 sedan squeaked out 1,162 for the month of June, for a total of 3,245 to date. Hyundai certainly isn't alone in the EV sales boost, as we just heard about Tesla's good news, but now let's take a look at Rivian has easily beat their expected deliveries, and things are looking up for the American EV maker. In the second quarter, Rivian delivered 12,640 electric vehicles, exceeding expectations and putting them on track to reach their annual goal. Expected deliveries were at 11,000. And as a result of this, Rivian's stock surged on the news, up over 13%. Rivian says that they, quote, believe it is on track to deliver on the 50,000 annual production guidance. And actually, they've been saying that about all year. During an interview last month, Claire McDonough, Rivian's CFO, said that the EV maker was beginning to see some relief regarding supply chain issues that have plagued the industry over the past several years. Nissan's first electric crossover, the 2023 Nissan Ariya, is already outselling the decade-old Nissan Leaf. Once seen as a pioneer in the EV space with the Nissan Leaf in 2010, the Japanese automaker has fallen behind the rest of the industry significantly in the past several years. It took over a decade for Nissan to release their second electric vehicle model, and after introducing the Ariya in 2020, finally went on sale in the U.S. in late 2022. But now, for the first 3 months of the year, Nissan sold 2,860 Ariya models compared to the Leaf at 2,354. A Chinese electric car designed for battery swapping has dropped its entire battery pack on the road while driving. The vehicle appears to be a Zhaozhou 60, an electric vehicle built for Cao Cao's auto ride-hailing service. The company is owned by Geely, which also owns Volvo and Polestar, which I'm sure is not related to this. The company launched earlier this year, and it designed the vehicle to swap batteries to reduce charge times, and on this occasion, it only reduced the ride time. It's not known if the vehicle was recently swapping batteries when it fell out, but here is a red flag in a statement. Geely claimed that the Cao Cao 60 could perform a battery swap in less than 60 seconds, or three times faster than a NIO electric car. And since nobody asked, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, the car Cao Cao is named after the Chinese warlord, Cao Cao, who was very cunning and practical as a statesman and nearly conquered all of China. But he was held at bay by the other two of the Three Kingdoms. In the West, we might compare him to Julius Caesar or perhaps Leonidas of ancient Greece. In today's community comment found on YouTube, a couple of you noted the difference in sound quality, and indeed, I made a mistake on Saturday. When making Quick Charge, I record out of the camera audio, which records terrible itself, and also on the microphone here that you see on screen. It wound up sounding a little bit like this, but when I was editing the show, I forgot to mute the audio that was coming out of the camera, so you were left with both the nice stuff from the mic and the bad stuff just laid on top of each other. I probably didn't notice while I was listening during the edit because I was running the air conditioner in the office. So it's a simple fix and the audio is much better, especially if you're listening on headphones. If you have Quick Charge playing on your phone speaker, just the speaker itself, there's a chance you would never notice. But I'm actually curious, let me know in the comment section what device you're watching or listening to the show on. I'm actually confident that most or all of you are watching on a phone or a small screen of some kind. Not just out of convenience, but I have goofed on the image quality in the past, and I very rarely hear anyone complain about it. So, I'm guessing you're on a tiny screen. By the way, we'll be out tomorrow for Independence Day, celebrating a unique blend of American freedom, including 5,000-watt electric bicycles that can throttle at 80 kilometers per hour, and other things that are associated with America, for better or worse. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G. I hope you have a great day.